It's good to be in the house of the Lord. You musicians can sit down. Happy to be a Christian today.
Amen.
Amen. Happy to know the Lord and have a refuge from the things of the world. He's a good God, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Man, just our sister Russell and Robinson's just don't. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna say, just don't feel right. I don't know where they at. No, that's I understand. Lord have His way. But just got kind of used to that for the last, I don't know, month almost. So, well, praise the Lord. It's good to have each one that's here today.
Amen.
Good to have you, Brother Eddie. Hi, April, right? Yeah, see, I remember. I don't know. There's a nice little row right there if y'all. Garrett, it's good to see you all again. Brother John's on training for next probably 4 weeks yet. Four, something like that. Amen. Well, it's good to have everyone here. And all the normals, God bless you. Now, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm so grateful to be able to come and hear the Word of God still in this day. There's a famine in the land, brother, sister. That's the Scriptures, and I thank God that we still can hear it. Be ready for the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. If you have your Bibles today, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 7. I started this on Wednesday and I'd like to continue on this thought as we finish the chapter here. Give everyone a moment. It's good to see the Bibles in the hands of the soldiers ready to do combat.
Amen.
And take over a few enemies here or there. That's why we come. We didn't come for a picnic. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 7. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all of our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. I'd like to preach this afternoon on appointed to affliction, perfected in the faith.
Hallelujah.
Appointed to affliction, perfected in the faith. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Every head bowed, every heart as well. Is there a need on your heart? You say, Lord, it's just a hand, but you know what's behind it. Look at those. God bless you, saints. He knows your desire. Now hold that desire. Don't be haphazard. Pull it right before the Lord. Said, Father, you promised it to me, and I'm coming believing today. Let your word fulfill my need. God bless you. Let's pray. Invite the Lord our own way. Lord Jesus, we just love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. With all that we can muster, we want to come and, as the Scriptures tell us, to bring our lives a living sacrifice to you. That, Lord, you died for us. You raised again for us. And your hand of love is all throughout our lives. And we're grateful for that, Father. And we come with humble hearts and hearts of thanksgiving to say you're worthy of praise, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power. Be to the one who took the seals, who took the Lamb's book and redeemed us back to God. We're so grateful for you, Lord. May we just be like John, just so carried away and blessed. And the whole world hear us giving God praise. We love you today, Father. We adore you. Lord, you that know the heart's desire of everyone that's here, I pray you'll just comb right through us. And first, Lord, by your precious blood, if there's nothing, if something in there not like you, may you take it away from us today and make us what we ought to be in Christ. Forgive us of our iniquities and sins. Make us right before you, Father. And I pray now you'll give every heart's desire that's here. Take your word. May healing come from your wings, Lord. And may we leave glorifying your name, knowing we've been in the presence of God, knowing we've been changed from a power from on high. Grant it today, Father, we pray. May everything done or said bring glory to your name. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. I laid a little heavy on the affliction side on Wednesday, and that wasn't all that enjoyable. But praise the Lord, it's part of the Scriptures anyways. It's part of what we have to recognize that. And as I went through the scriptures, I'll read a few more here today. A little backdrop from Wednesday, but how many times the prophets or the apostles and Jesus himself would have to warn, look, things are going to be hard. Things aren't going to go smooth. Things ain't going to be easy, but don't faint. Don't get weary. Don't give up. Don't say it's too hard. Don't go down that route. Live in a realm of perfect faith that no matter what's going on, as the scripture has declared, all things work together for good to them that love God. That as long as I'm serving the Lord, all I can do, all I know, we have to give ourselves over to Him. Lord, whatever comes, I'm just trusting it to your divine hand. That it's the way it needs to be. I don't need to understand it. I don't need to figure it out. I just need enough faith in my heart to let go and let God. Amen. And afflictions are not extra credit. Afflictions are not, well, if you're real bad, as Peter said it, he said, if we suffer things we've done wrong, you know, what's the big deal? You take that patiently. And that's where we find ourselves more times than not, just suffering for something we done sowed, and then try to turn around blaming on God. Don't you do that. Amen. But he said, let him that suffers as a Christian take it patiently. Let the man that's living right, I can't say this right. And God allows Satan to come on after you anyways. That's when you can really show patience. That's when you can really show, I'm trying to serve the Lord no matter what comes. Because it ain't for God's benefits that I serve Him. I serve Him because I love Him. Amen. Too many people serve God for what they can get from Him. And that's why you ain't getting nowhere. He ain't a vending machine. He's a man. Hallelujah. Yes, the Word was made flesh, and that was a man. How many's met Him today? He's still alive. He died, but He rose again, and He said, I'm alive forevermore. And He came that each one of us could know Him personally.
Amen.
And if you'll actually get in the Spirit when afflictions come, you'll realize that those things that you think are terrible are actually the very things that bring you closer to God.
Amen.
They're the very things that take out of your heart what you don't want and put in what God wants there.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus promised these afflictions to us. If you read it earlier in the chapter, as I did on Wednesday, it's verse 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Jesus said this already. I'll read you a few scriptures. Just stay with me. Mark 10:29 says, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold. And most people go, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen. I'll sacrifice whatever I can. I'm getting 100-fold out of this one. We'll keep reading. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. With persecutions. With my neighbors don't really like me no more, and I got to give up a lot of friends, and sometimes I got to, you know, bite my tongue when I really just want to let go. No, persecutions. It comes with the package. And in the world to come, eternal life. So it don't matter. Whatever God ever asks out of you, you might think you're giving up a whole lot. But just when you begin to weigh it out with what God has done for you, not you as we think, oh, just you. No, I'm talking you as an individual, what God has done for you. He woke you up this morning. He gave you good health. He brought you to the house of the Lord. Amen. He brought you to His presence. Don't come and miss the opportunity. Say, Lord, thank you for leading me here. Don't let me leave here without everything you ordained for me to get. And if it has persecutions with it, I'm not going to turn it back. Let's go ahead and take it. Amen. Jesus warned of this. He said in Matthew 13:20, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. So these afflictions, these persecutions, these tribulations, they are going to come by our way. And if you get upset, if you get say, well, forget all about this. I don't care. Y'all just a bunch of hypocrites anyways. I'm going to heaven and I just leave y'all in the dust. I'm not even going to fuss with it no more. You might be right. You might have the right doctrine. You might have the right interpretation. That's true. You might. But you got the wrong spirit. Hallelujah. Because if you'll step back and remember the grace of God it took to save your wretched soul. Instead of pushing the brother in the ground, you'll be praying, Lord, bring him back out of it.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you're offended by and by, you're not walking with the Lord yet.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Christians should be the one person who doesn't give in to this I'm offended idea that we live with now. We're trying to pass laws that if you get offended, I go to jail.
Right.
Where's that coming from? Right here, people with stony hearts. You say, well, that hurt a little bit, brother. I don't like you no more. It don't matter. Is it right or is it wrong? And if it's the word of God, Christian friends, we ought to just take it down no matter what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. Brother Abraham's mom told him one time, he said, If it don't hurt you, don't do you no good or don't... If it don't make you sick, that's what it was. If it don't make you sick, it ain't going to do you no good. And when we got sin in our lives, we got things, and we come and we say, Lord, I want it out of me. And the preacher just nailed right on it. And instead of, thank you, Lord, now I get rid of that, it's, why are you picking on me, brother?
Right. It's true.
Hey, wonder why I don't get delivered. I didn't follow you around all week. I don't know what you're going through.
Right.
But there's someone who does. And if you didn't come to hear his voice anyways, it ain't going to do you no good. But if you can ever catch the revelation that God is still God today, that this is his ordained way to perfect his saints, you'll be able to take that word right in no matter where it comes from. And you'll be one of those still standing. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Look, we're not going to whitewash that. That's going on today.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Glory to God. Steadfast. I went on that Wednesday. I couldn't get off, and I'm not getting off it right now. Steadfast. Don't wait 5 minutes to beat the devil. Take him now. Why? In the faith. Satan, you're trying to tell me I'm serpent seed, but I know the God that I met. I know what I used to be before this, and I know the God of all grace has met me. I remember the day I received the Holy Ghost, and I was no longer the same. Hallelujah. Some people get so wrapped up in stumbling and falling, that ain't nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Zero to do with it. The Lord is the author of salvation. And if you can get into that faith that, well, Lord, I don't know why you chose me. I don't know. I wouldn't have chose me. But I'm grateful you did. And here's Satan trying to take my blessing away that you paid a mighty big price for me to have. Just imagine, parents, you slave away all your life. And I've even heard economists say that people will do more for their children than ever do for themselves. Just slave away every day, every hour, just to save up. So you can buy your kid a new car or something. And let's say you finally get it all saved up. And you buy it for them. You bring them out on their birthday. And say, oh, happy, you know, woo, there it is. And they go, oh, I'm not worthy of that. I refuse your gift. This is what you do when you come up for prayer. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. He paid the price. He paid the price. I know you ain't worthy. I know I ain't worthy. There ain't nobody worthy. But there was one that was found worthy when the voice rang all throughout heaven, all throughout earth, all throughout under the earth. There was one stood up worthy. And he took the book which had our name and he opened it and he revealed it. And in this day, we got no excuses because he's shown it to us. When you've heard this message, I don't know if you believe it yet, because I know I do. I heard from my theophany. And God ain't got spare ones. God ain't got backup bodies up in heaven. He's got those for his elected. And when I know I'm one of them, what in the world am I afraid with here? Let Satan's afflictions come. All they're doing is bringing more glory to God. All of these afflictions, all these hard things we go for, Satan coming at us at all times. We need to start resisting him steadfast. Not in your strength, not in your power, but in the faith. In the Spirit of God, that God has given me this. And I believe it, and that's how you defeat the devil. Amen. Don't bring nobody else into it. That's right. It ain't nothing to do with nobody else. Between you and Him. Whew, let me finish that scripture. 1 Peter 5:9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren around that are in the world. Don't ever forget, the Bible says there ain't nothing taking you unawares, but it's common to man. This thing, you're going through what everybody else is. If you get away from the flock, what will Satan tell you? If you get away from the presence of God, he'll say, oh man, you're the only one. Elijah got that idea too for a while. So don't, you're still in good company. But hear the voice of the Lord. I still got 7,000. You don't have to know them all. But if you stay in the presence of God, you can say, well, if I'm the only one, let me be the only one. I still got to believe this. It feels like I'm the only one that understands what I'm going through. But your Bible has declared, Lord, that my brethren around the world are suffering like I am. Amen. And if they can stand up, that's why I love looking at missions, brother, sister. The Church in America is probably the laziest thing on the planet. You start looking at what other countries do, and they can still seem to make it and do this. And I feel ashamed of myself many times looking in the mirror going, what in the world? You know, and we have to be careful. I thank God for His blessings, and they're good. As long as we give God praise and put God first, God will keep blessing us. But as long as if those things ever become an idol, God will tear it down and destroy it. He did it in the days of Moses. He had a brazen serpent that gave healing to the people. But when they started worshiping the serpent more than the God that gave the brazen serpent to heal them, He said, tear it down, forget it. Hallelujah. Where's the ark today? Oh, we think we know. It don't matter. God didn't worry about it. Where's the cross? Where are the nails? None of that matters. And, you know, I'm sorry, but Brother Bram's floor didn't matter either. Amen. And Jeffersonville ain't our Mecca. Amen. I think it's neat to go check it out, just as like I'd like to go to Israel. I'd like to go to Sunset Mountain. I'd love to see what was seen there. But as far as God's God here as He is there. Amen. I mean, we get this idea that if I go do something like that, I'll get this great spiritual experience. And God's telling you, I'm trying to give it to you right there on your bedside every day of your life.
That's right.
Sitting there, Jesus, we invite Him, but we don't welcome Him. Right. No wonder why we don't know He's there. Right. He's there. He promised it. He'll come to this service no matter what y'all do.
Yes, amen.
He said, where two or three are gathered, I'm going to be there. If you want to recognize Him, well, I hope you open up your heart. Recognize Jesus has still got dirty feet today, dirty with the sins of the world, and He wants your tears to wash it clean. Hallelujah. Little ill-famed woman wasn't worried about what anybody thought. She saw the Master, and the whole world faded away. And she said, He's got a need. He's got a need. I'm going to do what He told me to. Hallelujah. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Coming out of Masterpiece 1964, Brother Bram says this, give to us the desire of our hearts, for we truly have these desires to serve you. And these weakening conditions and afflictions and things of the world that's put on upon us sometime to perfect us. We've been told that. Then he said, think it not strange that these trials come. They're only working out for our good and to perfect us and to bring us into that place. These great deserts of experience where righteous men are molded into saints. We thank Thee for these experiences, Lord.
Amen.
We would know me... We would no mean, no wise want to do anything contrary to your will, but we pray, Father, that in this we'll be brought closer to you.
Amen.
Turn with me to Romans 8 for a second. Verse 37. I'm sure you know Romans 8. It's one of the, I think Schofield's note says if Romans 8 was a castle or something like that, he said Romans 8 would be the tallest, highest spire in it. Because it is, it's just powerful. Thank the Lord, but I like to skip down a little bit. Let's go ahead and go to 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, the word of God, thus saith the Lord, as it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And if you stop right there, brother, sister, and I have to do this many times, we just pick out one little thing and we never read the whole context to even understand what it's saying. It's saying, yes, God is going to let us go through it. God's going to let wolves come on after you. He could have took it all away. He didn't have to let Judas live a day. He let him come all the way to the end. That's right. He never explained his doctrine when he said, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. He just said it and moved on. Said, you're going to be offended? What are you going to say when I go back to the right hand where I came from? So who can hear this? He didn't worry about it. Uh-oh. We just got to go and explain everything. We got to go figure it all out. We got to tell everyone what we done. We were more revelated than the next guy. Don't have nothing to do with it. The word's been given. You receive it the way it came.
Amen.
Amen. We are accounted for these. We're appointed these afflictions. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But read the next verse. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Oh, do you see it, brother? Yes, you're walking, as David said, right through the valley, the shadow of death, wolves on every side to eat you. But never forget, though not seeing, you still love him. There's a great mighty shepherd right behind you.
Yeah.
Watching every step of the way. He said, none of these things formed against thee shall prosper. They're still going to be there. But as long as you walk in faith, believing the Lord's right there, don't you worry a bit about it. He'll take it through right the way. You'll make it right back to glory just like you predestinated, because it ain't you and me making it. He's done already made it, Brother Kent. He's done already taken our place. If you would really believe the word, you would recognize I'm already there. We're not earning yet. We're just walking into it. Woo, glory. All these things, we're more than conquerors. More than conquerors. There ought to be a shout in the camp of the heart of a believer that even though I look like I've failed and messed this up, even though I look like my whole life's in shambles and I can't seem to overcome, yet I know according to the word, according to God's scripture, I am more than a conqueror. Not only do I go through and destroy the enemy, I rebuild it back up the way it should have been. Glory to God. Brother Branham said it this way. He said, when I was seeking the Lord, he said, I thought I needed to pray, you know, this way. And I folded my hands. And I said, Mr. Jesus, would you come over here and speak to me? He said, nothing happened. He said, I did it wrong. So I fold his hands this way. He said, well, I'll do it this way. Jesus, Mr. Jesus, would you come speak to me? Nothing happened. He said, I thought about writing him a letter or something, put it out in the woods, because I know he talked to me out in the woods. He said, but what began to happen, Satan come on the scene. He said, oh boy. You're 19, 20 years old. Too late. You done waited too late. And he said, oh my. He said, now look, when Satan comes, take advantage of it. So well, if it's too late, I don't care anyways. I'm going to tell, Lord, you're going to hear what I got to say. I'm a sinner and I need grace. I need salvation. I'm ashamed of myself, but I want you, Lord. He said, he come right on the scene. Hallelujah. This is a real altar call. I don't care who sees me. I don't care what's going on around. My whole world has faded away and it's me and the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As Isaiah did, he said he stood there and he was scared. The pillars were shaking. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell among unclean people.
Amen.
God knew that.
Right.
He said, but I got a prophet. I need to use this boy.
Right.
And he went and found a coal and cleansed his lips.
Yes.
God didn't get a coal for you and I. He came himself.
Yes.
Laid his blood down, brought the atonement, and laid it all the way over your life.
Yes.
Saying, I'm saved. I was saved. No, you weren't. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got evidence, you've got the token, and you always were his.
Amen.
You don't get saved on any day. All you do is finally realize it.
Yeah.
That atonement was staying there. And the second the prophet knew he was cleansed by God, the voice came and said, who will go for us?
Yeah.
Isaiah looked around. Well, if ain't nobody else going to do it, here am I. Send me. And I wonder how many times we just need a housewife at home to do what she's supposed to be doing. We need children to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. Oh, but one day, you know, I'll be a mighty preacher and I'll do something for God. No, you need to start doing stuff for God right here today.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But if you get bogged down by the pressure, I'll move on in a minute here. But if these afflictions, if you take the wrong attitude to it, if you think, as Brother Bram talked about Job, he said as long as Job thought he was being punished by God, he couldn't get nowhere. He couldn't find any inspiration.
Right.
And that's what his three spiritual brothers came to tell him.
Right.
The one said, I've been studying the quotes for years, brother. I got it figured out. You can't be justified. You know, here's the prophet said, you know, a woman like that can't be justified. Never read the rest of the quote.
Right.
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but I've watched people run off on stuff like that.
Right.
I remember many times I used to, in my early days, people would say, well, Brother Bram said this, and I hear it go around and around and around, and I just kind of take it for granted. Then one day I was like, huh, I wonder where that's at. So I went and looked up something one time, had one hit with the words I was even looking for. I was like, one? I was like, this sounds like a fundamental doctrine around these plays. And I looked at it for a minute. I'm like, he didn't even say what you told me he said.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Just going to say it. You need to be careful, brother, sister, because there's a mainstream message. There's a, well, we socially gather together, we're connected, and that's good enough. And we, you know, Brother Bram's a prophet, but if there's something we don't like, we're allowed to just kind of, pfft. Well, then what about Paul being a prophet?
Amen.
Amen. You ain't going to baptize in Jesus' name no more. Because Peter, oh no, that's just black. Jesus said it in red letters. If you ever get in those talks, that's going to come up at some point. I'll tell you that right now. But I love it. It's like, I don't love it. I feel bad for people. So when you get down and pray, I want to see you get done with your prayer and say, do this now, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the... That's nonsense. Nobody ever does that. I love it. I remember one time I was talking to somebody fighting me about Trinity and baptism and things like that. I said, that's His name. I know God has different manifestations. I know the Son of God was on earth, but God the Father was still reigning in heaven. I get that. I get that there's a... It's beyond real comprehension. I understand, because He's God. But you show me another way that God could come die. How else could He die besides taking eternal life away from Himself? But when Jesus came, He said, I came in my Father's name. And you don't receive me? Huh, I wonder what the name of the Father is. Instead of just poking around, I think it's Adonai. I think it's Jehovah. I think it's Jehovah Tiskeny. And all this nonsense, His name is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I always wonder, what are you talking about in the Holy Ghost then? What is it? Jehovah's Witness, it's just an active force. That's right. It's just a, I don't know, just energy or something. But yet the Bible, Jesus said He. When He, not it. He.
Amen.
Bible says we receive the Spirit of His Son.
Amen.
Then Jesus, the Son, said, I'll send you the Spirit.
Right.
Why? It's the same. He said, the Father will send the Spirit to you in my name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He has one name. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not oneness to where all of the fullness that, you know, is in His Son. And then I guess heaven was just running without a king. We don't believe in that. He said the Son of Man's already in heaven right now.
Amen.
Yet He's standing here on earth. Why? Because God can be whatever He wants to be, wherever He wants to be. How many claims to have the Holy Ghost? I got it too. I guess God's in two places at the same time. Like Brother Bram talked about, he said, a man, he said, you got the Holy Ghost. He said, who do you pray to? The Holy Ghost. He said, that ought to explain it right there.
Right.
It's true. Why did Jesus pray the Holy Ghost? Because He was God becoming man. So He had to suffer just like you and I, because He had to be a faithful high priest. He could not come and say, you're appointed to affliction, without saying, I've already been through all of it. But He was tempted and tried in all points like us.
Amen.
Not because He did anything, but because He loved you.
Amen.
So when you go through it, look, I understand it might feel like nobody understands, but there's one that does.
Amen.
He was afflicted. He was tormented. He suffered like no one ever suffered. He's a high priest. Hallelujah. That could be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. We got to be careful sometimes. We need to back up. Our idea of God becomes like a Zeus.
Right.
Just something up there. And He's just over there just waiting. Oh, He's just waiting for you to mess up. He's just all about just got him today. And you miss the whole, you don't even see who God is. People say, I get asked a lot of times, what does God look like? What's his name? What does he say? I said, look at Jesus. That's the expressed image of everything God is. If you want to know what God would do, go look at what Jesus did. And I've heard message preachers say, now Jesus said that. Would I say that? No. And you're going to tell me I'm supposed to follow that nonsense. I don't care if you don't like what Jesus did. Jesus called a woman a dog one time. He said her whole family's dogs. He said your whole race are dogs. Why are you telling the truth? Jesus came and told me I'm a dog. I said, yes, Lord. You say I'm ungrateful, unworthy, yes, everything. Ungodly, as the book of Jude says, ungodly deeds, ungodly thoughts. Yeah, that's me. Amen. Don't offend me at all, Lord. But I need help. I need help, Lord. People think Jesus is just a little soft puppy dog love just to pat you on the back all the time, no matter what you do. No. He's a father. And he loves you. That's true. He loved that woman. He wanted that woman delivered more than she wanted to be delivered. But he knew the only way was to get that faith active. The only way to get that faith active was to bring that affliction, bring persecution. Come on. Even when he rose again from the dead, they had to compel him to come in. I wonder if God's just waiting on you to actually compel him on the scene. Many people come up through, I'll go through the prayer line. If it don't work, whatever. You ain't getting nothing that way. You're trying to make God come your way. Good luck with that. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to work. Many times we ask God, Lord, if I'm really delivered, let this happen. You know, there's one time a fleece worked in the Bible and the man was not congratulated for it. He should have believed it anyways. The man was shaking in his boots, Gideon, if you know the story. I'm just preaching today. I ain't getting nowhere, but praise the Lord. Gideon said, I need faith. I'm supposed to fight a big battle and I'm not even very good at this. And I got a bunch of untrained people. I got a bunch of renegades and we're supposed to take over an army that's the whole seaside. Lord, you're asking me to do what? You want me to get up and pray every day? See, we just need to quit the whining.
Amen.
Seriously. A lot of the things we're asked to do are not that bad. Hallelujah. Here's a man who knew his life was on the line. Everybody else, he wanted to know that he know that he know that he know he was called. And eventually he said, Lord, I'm going to throw this fleece on the ground. If there's water on that and nowhere else, I'll believe you. God did that. What he said? He still didn't believe it.
Right.
All right, Lord, just to double sure, do it the other way. Let the fleece be dry and the whole ground be full of dew. It happened that way. Finally, he's like, okay, we'll go. Hallelujah. Why can't we just be like Mary? Be it unto me according to your word. I don't need to understand this. I don't need to figure it out. How am I going to have a son? She said, or the Lord said, Gabriel, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. Well, but how, Lord? How is it really going to happen? How are we going to go into rapture, brother? By the Holy Ghost that's in us? No. How? What's going to happen? See, we're doing the same thing.
Right.
And wonder why we don't get an answer. Hey, what it is. Be it unto me. The prophet's done come on the scene. He says, if you got the token, you've got the purchasing power. You've got the price paid. You are the one that's going in the rapture. Nothing short of that, and you don't need nothing more. Many times I got to get the Holy Ghost. I got to get the Holy Ghost. I got to get the Holy Ghost. No, you only need to get the Holy Ghost. Think of it. That's all. Once you have it, you have it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now quit letting the devil snatch it back out of your hands. Just be all afflictions of it. No, I'm more than a conqueror. I've got power to overcome. I'm not fighting this battle alone. I'm fighting it with the strength of the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his name today. Everything in this world, we could go through the death and war and famine. Many people are very offended when you tell them everything of World War II had one purpose. God wanted the Jews back in Israel.
Right.
You say, that much death, suffering? He's God.
Yes.
You don't tell him what to do.
Right.
He tells you what to do.
Right.
If he wanted to, you'd be gone like that.
Right.
We ought to give him praise just for breathing right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm careful to give him praise for my good health because I know by the time I stop saying that, Here it comes.
Right.
Can't hardly handle a headache no more, can we?
Right.
Lord Jesus, have mercy, have mercy. Well, you ate 4,000 calories in 10 minutes. It's a miracle you ain't dead, much less got a headache. Hallelujah. But the whole world, we look at all these things that's going on. But we know as believers, it's all for one purpose.
Yeah.
Everything from the fall, all the way in Genesis, all the way till past, even when we leave. It's all for one great purpose. The Bible tells us this. Let me read you a few scriptures. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Revelations 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
Amen. Mystery, Christ, the mystery of God revealed, 1963. Brother Branham says this, said, what was Jesus manifested for? To show God. He was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was God. He was the God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the kings. He was the history. He was that was to come. He was the he that was, he that is, and he that's to be in this day. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He was manifested for that purpose. And through that purpose, he achieved a church. You believe that today? Through that purpose, God being made flesh, dying. And that's why the whole world's stuck on the Gospels and never even get to the book of Acts or the epistles or anything of the truth, because they can't get past, oh, he died for us poor sinners. He had a purpose in it. It wasn't just for him to come show off and say, look, oh, I'm so holy, I'm so great, Messiah. No, he was doing it for a purpose. He says, and through that purpose, he achieved a church that he, the fullness of God, might bring to pass every promised word of God in these last days, when he gets the preeminences in the church, the position, his place in the church. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do, for I go to the Father. See, that was his purpose. And if you can ever get to the revelation that you are his purpose. That the reason the flowers grow was for you. The reason there's stars. Look, there's stars. They say they're this far. They say they're that far. We don't know. We're just guessing. But all of that cosmos, even God declared it, it's for you. So you can know the times and seasons. That seems kind of frivolous, God. That's a whole lot of work. That's a lot of planets. That's a lot of solar systems to put together just so I know what time it is. But it all was one purpose.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How come the earth's the only thing mentioned? Because it's the only thing he was really focused on anyhow.
Amen.
This little ball floating out in space looks so insignificant, yet the whole universe's purpose is for this place.
Amen.
Are there lives on other planets? I don't believe it. Because this wasn't. See, if you believe this is a random assortment of cells that came together and that's why we're living, and yeah, there's probably another planet somewhere that happened on. But that ain't what this is. This is a purposeful, done, intentionally planet.
Yes.
With an intentional sun, intentional moon, intentional solar system, intentional atmosphere, so that we could live.
Amen.
This isn't haphazard. This is our home.
Yes.
Oh, glory. I know you can't hardly wrap your mind around it.
Right.
That God's whole world, that I'm his whole world.
Yes. Amen.
That I'm the reason he came and died.
Right.
You say, brother, just you? Brother Ram said it this way. He said, if 500 people in the world are going to be saved, you ought to know you're one of them.
Amen.
He said, if you don't, then you ain't got the faith you think or that you need to have.
Right.
You ain't got faith. Why? It's your own faith yet. If you have faith in the Son of God, you know He can't lie and He can't fail. And if He's redeemed me, I have to be saved because I know He's the Almighty. And what He does is done for all eternity.
Amen.
Nothing can take it back.
Right.
Well, God did this and God did that. It's His pleasure. He does as He pleases. It was our job to say, yes, Lord. But if you can recognize that God's love goes beyond anything you ever even dreamed of love, and His knowledge goes beyond anything you can think of knowledge, then you can recognize that because He loves you so much, He's going to tell you the absolute best way to do everything. That word ain't bondage. It's the most glorious liberty we ever could have asked for. Sisters to walk in holiness and purity, and brothers to be holy and pure. It brings a home life that you can't even make up in the world. There's no such thing as marriage outside of a Holy Ghost-filled couple.
Right.
It ain't real. It ain't what God intended it to be. I don't even know what they mean about it anymore. I think I was talking to brothers the other day about it. That a lot, we promise not to cheat for a few years? I mean, is that all it means? It's supposed to be to death do me part.
Amen.
I'm glad God didn't do that to me, because He'd have thrown me back out a long time ago. Glory to God. But when he married me, He married me with a ring of predestination. Before I was born, I was part of His bride. That's our promise. That's what these, as Paul said, light afflictions come by. I know that was a tough one to swallow down Wednesday night, but Paul talked about being in shipwreck and peril and storm and churches all out of whack and brother and all this stuff going on. He said, but our light afflictions are not worthy to be compared with the glory that'll be revealed in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our feelings got to go by the wayside. We got to take this word and say, Father, I receive it the way it is. If you can't receive it that way, how else are you going to get it? How else are you going to get it, brother, sister? Listen to this. Out of the Church Age book, Smyrna Church Age. You love the Lord today?
Amen.
Unless we suffer with Him, we cannot reign with Him. You have to suffer to reign. A reason for this is that character is simply never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. And since He wants us to share even His throne on the same basis that He overcame and is set down in His Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with Him. And the little temporary sufferings we go through now is not worthy to be compared to the tremendous glory that will be revealed in us when He comes. Oh, what treasures are laid up for those who are willing to enter into His kingdom through much tribulation.
Hallelujah.
Probably one of my favorite quotes. Let's skip down a little bit. It's in the same chapter. It says, the cloudy skies and storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval. Neither are bright skies and still waters signs of His love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the Beloved. His love is elective, which He had for us before the foundation of the world. Does He love us? Oh, yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because He said so.
Amen.
And manifested that He did love us, for He brought us to Himself and gave us of His Spirit, placing us as sons. Well, God, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. No, what He wants is your heart. That's what He wants. That's how God proves to us that we're His, is that stony heart that we had gets killed. It dies. It gets buried away. A lot of times we want delivered. We just need to die. Then He comes in and gives us new life. That's how God shows His love to us. Is where we get rid of our way and say, Lord, Your way. Have Your way, Lord. But Lord, that don't feel like love. That's how He does it. Because it's got an eternal weight. Because if you could ever get to that point where you know that God's given you life, it can't perish any more than God can perish.
So what are you afraid of? What are you worried about? Where is there fear anymore in there? That's why the Bible says, he that fears is not made perfect in love. You still think you're trying to earn God's favor, but he that is perfect in love knows I'm in the Shekinah glory already. I was paved a way back by the blood of God's Lamb. It was for me. That if I would have been the only sinner, he still would have died for me. If I would have been the only one that needed him, he still would have came after me. That's how God shows his love to us. And Brother Branham says this, and how shall I prove my love to him? It's this simple. I didn't say it was this easy, but it is this simple. By believing what he said. And by conducting myself with joy. It's going to let that sink in. And by conducting myself with joy amidst the trials that he in his wisdom allows to come to pass. Don't be weary and faint in your minds. Hallelujah. Even the ministry itself, it's from Ephesians 4. Most of you know he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. As I said, everything going on, the whole reason I'm preaching today, the whole reason God sent up ministry at all was to bring the church where it was supposed to be, to perfect the saints and get all the things of the world out of you and make you fit to rule. Because the elect are kings and priests to God. They will rule and reign, as the Bible says, with a rod of iron. That's not very nice. It's the way it's going to be. God, look, God loves, God will bend for you, but he won't break. He's going to stay with his word. That's right. Aren't you grateful that God didn't compromise in the Garden of Eden and let him go ahead and get eternal life in a sinful condition? Could you imagine that the devil would be able to be partakers with us in eternal life? What kind of heaven is that? Could you imagine? I don't know how anybody thinks this is the millennium. Because I'm checking out. This ain't what I bargained for. I don't believe that at all. No. There's a new heavens and a new earth. There's a place where sin does not reign. And that's why God, in his love, drove Adam and Eve away from eternal life. Think of that for a moment. Why? Because he knew what we really wanted. Do you think they would have willingly walked out? Do you think we would willingly walk into our trials? You would think, oh yeah, Lord, go ahead. You know, I'm just ready for somebody to get under my skin. Do it, Lord. Praise God. I'm so happy this happened. I had to tell a student that day, the other day. It was after I preached either this or shortly before. I said, you know, thank you. Thank you that you've come. You're here to test my patience and temperance. I appreciate that today. He just looked at me. I was like, well, you're doing all you can to get under my skin, man. But I'm just recognizing the Lord done send you. I'm just going to take it patient and be all right. Amen. Amen. What this really boils down to, brother, sister, is believing that we're in the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
And that the bride will be what God said she would be.
Yes.
She would be made in the image of the Son of God. She would be perfected. Perfected. Not by us, but by him. Not anything we ever did, but what we can believe. It's time we just keep waiting on something to happen. That ain't what God's waiting on. He's not just holding it back on you. He's waiting for you just to believe that it's already done happened. Amen. The message isn't a new chapter in the Bible. Why? It was already laying there. All it did was bring out the revelation that had been laying there for thousands of years of what Christ actually did on Calvary. It was the full purchase paid. It was the abstract title deed. It was dominion over everything, everything that's ever been, that God gave back to man.
Amen.
We're not waiting to go get it. It came back.
Amen.
Why?
The holy blood of God has so separated you from your sins that God could take the book and give it to you.
Amen.
That all that Jesus could do, the believers can do now.
Amen.
And as long as you stop trying to earn it, you'll watch these things happen.
Amen.
How do you know? You know I believe it.
Right.
I believe in every. I know you believe it too.
Amen.
We've seen it. Brother, I just read his testimony. It was your knee, right, brother? Say, oh, that's just nothing. That was just coincidence. Well, there you go. You might as well forget it. You're going to get sick. It's going to hurt again.
Right.
Sister Violet's back. Feeling good.
Amen.
That's just coincidences. Let me read you this quote. I love how the Lord does this. I didn't plan that out. Just to warn you. This is just works out good. Coming out of perfect faith, Brother Bram says this. He said, this is coming into that third pole. I'm believing it. Now, I want to ask you a sincere question. And he just got done with the prayer line. He says, now, you that passed through the prayer line, can you actually believe? I like that. Can you actually believe and feel now that there is something happened in you since you've had hands laid on you? He said, raise your hand. That's why I have you come up. A lot of times I don't even pray anymore. Just lay hands on you. Because that's the scripture. It's laying right there. It's just as real as anything else. He said, if you can believe that, he said, raise your hand. He said, there it is. This is what we've waited for. He says, now this is just starting to bloom now. See, just started. I did this for a purpose. I did this for a purpose. I'm working out something. See, it's taking this charge of faith and going right back to begin and come in. See, that to kind of raise faith in a bracket where you've never noticed it that way before. Not a faith, but a perfect faith built up in here. Now watch, a perfect God with a perfect heart keep a perfect promise by His perfect word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword and discerneth the thoughts of the heart. What? We're coming now to the perfection because the people has to come to this in order to the rapture. That's what's holding it away right now. Oh no, it's Russia, brother. Yeah, and it was Obama too. Now he's coming, going. That ain't what God's waiting on. He's waiting on this. Listen, this is where the blame game stops and it becomes, oh, this is why.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, this is why. Yep, right here. That's right. I'm looking at it's a mirror looking at me. Yep, I'm the problem. I need to stop doing that. Start looking at this. Say, Lord, there's a solution.
Yeah.
He says, we're coming now to perfection because the people has to come to this in order for the rapture. That's what's holding it away right now. Waiting for that church to come into that perfect, raptured faith. Looking for it. It means a lot of shaving down for me. It means a lot for you. But together, we'll make it by the grace of God. Amen. Earlier he said, the Word made flesh. Hallelujah. That Word operating in human flesh by physical signs. By material signs, by scriptural signs, perfectly to bring you a perfect faith for a perfect rapture.
Amen.
Brother Bram says this. He says, the coming of the church choosing law for grace. I believe the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of Jesus Christ is past due. I could prove it by the Bible. The Bible said, Jesus Christ said himself, as it was in the days of Noah, and God was long suffering. Not willing that any should perish, was long-suffering, waiting, holding off the wrath, waiting. See, if somebody else would, and waiting, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. God's long-suffering, waiting to get His church in condition. As the Bible says, it's Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And if the prophet could say that 2,000 years ago, and we've had Malachi 4 come and be fulfilled. How many believes that?
Amen.
You're waiting on something else? God ain't. Look, we get dissatisfied, and that's where people miss it. They begin to get dissatisfied with the word given for their day, but the word given for this day is the only thing that'll produce a church for a rapture.
Amen.
And it's coming down. It really is, and I believe the Lord's really working it that way. Coming down to each one of us as individuals.
Amen.
There's no family idea. Even Brother Bram, we kind of misconstrue the idea. He says, put the whole family under the token.
Now, if your children are under the age of accountability, I believe that I believe that's a promise. I do. But when they come to the age of accountability, they got to get in the same token. What ought parents to do is to apply the same faith that you got it with to them. Say, Lord, not that, oh, they just got it. No, they will. They will. It's a difference between faith and hope. Your faith is, I know I got the Holy Ghost. I don't experience it. My hope is one day they will have it.
Yes.
They will. They might not today, but they will. It might not be tomorrow, but they will. They might have to go through all kinds of things. And if you won't pray that way for souls, don't expect God to come on the scene yet.
Amen.
It's got to be whatever you want, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, just let the trial be this hard. Mm-hmm. Then a lot of time, oh man, this is... Even Brother Branham said, I have to be careful because I might take away something God put on you.
Yes. Amen.
Why? Because God don't care about your comfort.
Right.
He cares about your soul.
Amen.
Don't care about your feelings either.
No.
Sorry, that's what the world's going to tell you.
That's right.
Well, as long as it makes my feelings feel good, that must be the Lord. That might be a good sign it's the other way.
Right.
Jesus said, he said, the spirit profits, the flesh don't profit nothing.
Right.
Just about the time. You know, you feel a little uneasy, feel a little tired, feel a little hot. That's just the time to get a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
A lot of times we think we're feeling good. Oh, glory to God. Woo. No, didn't have no trials all week. I'm ready to, woo, let's go praise Him. You get here, you can't seem to get nothing going.
Right.
Hallelujah. You're just being the little eaglet comfortable in the nest. Just, it's still nice and soft and cushy. No trials. No. No wonder why you can't get them wings out and flapping. Hallelujah. You can't get nestled in the nest. You got to ready to get up and get them wings for yourself and say, Lord, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. These afflictions have come. I'm appointed to it, but it's only to perfect me in faith. I ought to have perfect faith. We ought to get to the place, brother, as each individual here, that when we ask God something, we receive it.
Amen.
Not just, well, I hope so, maybe so, and let it just slip through our fingers. No, it's ours. Say, I'm healed today. Hold on to it.
Amen.
I'm saved. Hold on to it. My children's coming. Hold on to it.
Amen.
I made a wreck of my life. But Lord, you promise you're the one that can fix it.
Amen.
Hold on to it.
Yes.
What if Abraham would have only believed the promise 24 years?
Right.
Would have been worth nothing.
Right.
Many men have done it.
Right.
Judas walked with Jesus his whole ministry. For nothing. That's right. Because Satan got a hold of him. Satan don't love you. So Satan got a hold of Judas. Let it. Remember, the Bible says specifically when Satan entered him.
Right.
And then you know what Satan does? Just leaves you. Huh. Too bad. That's what he does. Because Judas even came to himself. How many knows that?
Right.
Judas the man woke up again. Because Satan done, well, I got what I need out of you. Pfft, throw you by the wayside. Just like a woman would do a man or a man do a woman. Just I use you until I can. Just throw you by the wayside. Hallelujah. I feel in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's going to hit hard and deep, but it's the truth.
Right.
Judas was only using Jesus for what he could get. But when at the end of the day, what did he realize? I've betrayed innocent blood.
Amen.
Judas the man woke up and he looked at the money. He said, did I really? I killed him. He walked to there. We think he was just a renegade. He wasn't. He went right back to those priests. He threw the money at them. He said, I've betrayed innocent blood. He said, what do they do? I don't care. Get out of here. Leave your money with your son. We'll take it. You get the wrong idea. There's a real man. We could go to Hitler and all these evil people. There's a real man in there somewhere. But when they don't give over to the Lord, it turns them into animals. And instead of being man enough to say, Lord, I don't know why I did what I did, but I did it. And go right to the Savior himself. That's a real man. And had tears falling down his eyes. Find himself at the cross and said, I shouldn't have done this, Lord. I believe God would have forgave him. I do with all my heart. God promised Cain he'd forgive him, knowing he was serpent seed. But what does predestination tell us? They can't do it. He couldn't do it. He had too much pride.
Right.
We thought he was being humble. He was being proud. Went off and hung himself. Pretend like he could just throw it under the rug. It's a shame. It's a shame. Demas did the same thing to Paul. Many ministers did the same thing Brother Branham in this day. Walked with it for years and years and years just to throw it out. By the way, we've had it happen in the message. Most of you probably know too many people. You probably know more that's done that than you know that are holding on. And where else can we place that in the Scripture but a spirit like that? If you use the Word for what you can get, you ain't going to be in no rapture. There's only those that love His appearing. Hallelujah. It ain't about if I get feeling good after church or they pay me some money or pay for my lunch or I get some kind of benefit. I get friends and I get... It has nothing to do with any of that. It's do I get Him. If I can have Him, everything else can fall away. As long as I've got the Lord Jesus, I'll go my way with the Lord's despised few. I'll walk alone. I'll be like Daniel, throw my doors open and be the only one willing to be man enough to pray. Hallelujah! I don't care if it puts my life on the line. Why? I know the one that gave His life for me. I'll give my life for Him.
Yes.
And there's a bride on earth today that recognizes that. That nothing matters. Nothing matters but Him. Everything else is beginning to fade away. I think a lot of us can say that even in our experiences, everything we're looking for, everything, we got ideas that we're out here. One day the church is going to do this and we're looking for that and Russia's going to do this and we'll take quotes like wash Russia and go run off on that. We got it. But that's done long over now. We know what they're going to do. They're doing it. I don't know what other red lights of His coming could be flashing for us to recognize. It's high time to go home.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why you know we haven't left yet.
Right.
Start evaluating the coming of the Lord by the way you live.
Yeah.
And if you believe you're elected, you'll recognize, I know why we're still here.
Right.
It ain't because of Russia. It ain't because of Trump. I'm glad it's not because of Hillary. Glory to God. Just got to throw that in there every once in a while. It ain't because of the pastor either. It ain't because of this building. It's because the church of the living God is still wandering around thinking and trying to figure out who she is when we should already know. We should know as individuals we're sons of God, we're daughters of God, and we're here to take the devil's kingdom back.
Yes.
Or is God's kingdom back from the devil, rather.
Right.
God ain't waiting for somebody else to do it. He's waiting on you to do it.
Amen.
How many times do we have to go back and look at our family altar and go, what in the world? What is this? I'm tired of making idols out of the generations past before us. Oh, we used to do this, we used to do that. I'm sitting here. What about us? Why aren't we doing it? Don't tell me they were wrong. They were closer to the Lord. They saw angels. They had visitation. What's wrong with us? Brother Bram said, if you get a house that's praying, he said, that's the, you know, that prays every day. He said, that's where the angels will come by. And it's true. It happens. Some of you know that more personal than others. It's true. The angels of the Lord are still here. The Lord is still the same. He still meets us in these services. I tremble. Because I think many times with the things that we've seen done, the message we have laid here, the word that's been given for those who will refuse to give over and really get right with the Lord. How accountable are you? Think about it, brother, sister. Maybe they're foolish virgin. Anytime I've looked at quotes about foolish virgin, you might go check it out and prove me wrong. That's fine. Don't care at this point. Message didn't come to the foolish virgin anyways. The message was for the wise to go with the bridegroom. The foolish were ignorant. They were doing the best they knew how. They just didn't have the full word, the full knowledge. You've met these people. I've met these Baptist people with zeal unbelievable. Zeal I'm jealous of. And they're serving God the best they know how. They just can't see what we see. I believe they'll be there. That's right. There's a whole kingdom getting set up, brother, sister. Don't ask me to explain it, but there's a new Jerusalem. That's what I'm worried about. That's where I want to be. But there's a whole world. There's a whole kingdom getting established. I don't see how the message people can fit in a foolish version. You're not ignorant. You knew it. The Bible says those that knew their Lord's will and didn't do it. Hallelujah.
There's going to be a perfect bride for a perfect rapture.
Amen.
By a perfect God.
Amen.
Who perfectly redeemed them out of all adversity. And every sign, every promise, every word of God given will be manifested in her.
Yeah.
When? Tomorrow? Next week? I'm talking now.
Amen.
When we come to church, do we come with that expectation? You got a sickness today? Did you come saying, I'm getting healed today because the promise of God said I would? Did you come distant from God and come with the promise, I know I'll be restored back to fellowship?
Amen.
If you did, you'll leave here with it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's stand together today. Lord Jesus, have your way. I'm going to read this as musicians. Or whoever, that's fine. Persevere, 1964. Now we find out the fire is ready. The nations are ready. The evangelist has gone to their places and every gift is set in order. No wonder we should be persistent. No wonder we should be perseverant. We've got a goal to achieve for God. That's call out the bride of Jesus Christ from all denominations, from all people, a separate people for God.
Hallelujah.
This is the evening time. It's F. 5:23. Dad, go ahead and leave.
This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is prepared.
Sing it now.
For her Lord to meet.
She's here today.
And all things are ready.
Tomorrow, not next week. This is the evening time.
The bride is preparing now for the Lord to be.
Oh, Jesus, we look to you today. Bow our heads. Hallelujah. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, diverse places, famines, distresses, the world losing its mind. Look around, brother, sister, the world's coming to an end.
one person besides you who knows where you're at with the Lord, and that's the Lord Jesus. I know His presence is here with us. Even if I didn't feel it, He promised it. And I know He doesn't fail His promises. That with all your heart today. And the one you're looking for is no further than the person sitting next to you. He sticks closer than a brother. Man one time was dying in a war. In God's presence now. And blown, ready to go. Medic came up. He's gone. There's no hope for him. Man said, "Son, you ready to meet your maker?" He said, "Sir, I don't know." He said, "Well, wherever you left him, that's where you'll find him." That man, we don't know how old he was, how young. He had to go back all the way to where he was a little boy. Mama praying for him on the bedside. And he found him. They left without Jesus one time. They were gone for a day. It took them 3 days to find him. But where was he? Right where they had left him. Right in God's house. God has never left where He said He'd be. He'd promised. Behind that shed blood. By the presence of God. The Holy Ghost. That baptized. That's where He's been waiting on you. Every heart that's here is now on the altar of God. Judgment begins in the house of God. As reverent as you know how to be in His presence. If there's anyone here who say, "I'd like to know the Lord for myself. But I want to receive Him." God bless you, brother. Here's your heart today.
Oh, Jesus.
I want more than an idea, Lord. I want to know You.
Oh, Jesus, I praise You, Father.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God's just as real in the back and the sides, even in the nursery. Hallelujah. I challenge your faith. I'm going to ask you to come to this altar today. Normally I don't really do this. But if you really want to get right, I want you to come. No reserve at all. No worrying about anything else. Fall down right there. Oh, glory to God. No form or fashion, my brothers, my sisters. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Lay out your heart to God. Leave here free from sin. The atonement's waiting on you. It's no fancy prayer you've written out. See, the Holy Spirit's never wrong, brothers and sisters. Now, if He's called you up here today, saints of God out there, if you don't have any, would you come pray with these? Would you come and just love on? Come on, brother, sister. Don't be reserved. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan talk to you. There's room. They're still up here if you want to seek the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank You, Jesus. I'd rather see what I'm seeing now than shouting and running aisles. The Holy Spirit discerning hearts. Making people right. Oh, glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Cry out, little children. Cry out with all your heart. Just tell Him it just like it is. Don't worry about any form or fashion. You're doing things right or some scripted prayer. Just pour your heart out. God will answer you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I praise
You. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Oh, Father God. Lord Jesus, I believe You've called every heart up here. Blessed be His. We're needy people, Lord. But You paid for our needs. I pray every heart here. would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Praise your name, Jesus.
That needs it.
Thank you, Lord.
That everyone here that's in fear and trembling would leave in peace and joy.
Lord Jesus.
That each one here would lay down their old life, lay down who they are, and rise up as Christians, saved, sanctified.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Father.
God, Father.
Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the devil away from these people. Satan, you've tormented them too long. You devils of doubt, you devils of confusion, walk in dry places in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may these souls be trophies to your name. Lord, may this be the day that salvation reaches to every heart. That God's presence seals each one into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And Satan would never be able to talk one of them out of it. Satan would never be able to lead them back out into the world. But they'd be secure behind the Shekinah glory of God's grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't wait on camp. Don't wait on some special meeting. God's met you right here today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Blessed be His holy name. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a presence of God today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Father, oh.
with all your heart. Begin to thank Him as if it's just already done. He promised it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's witnessed it today by the Holy Spirit that He's heard your prayer. Oh, you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy of glory. Oh, you just feel that love, that embrace goes beyond understanding. Oh, hallelujah. It's a bride getting ready. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. 4:30. And bless the Lord.
And all that is within me. bless His holy name.
Worship Him in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Glory, blessings, honor, power unto You, O great King. I love You with all my heart, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are the world. You are my life. You are my goal, Father.
Thank You, Lord.
I praise You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Name,
don't
Father.
You just feel that perfect
hallelujah,
faith,
Jesus.
That surge?
Praise
that it's over.
His holy name.
The God's
praise
heard my prayer.
His holy name,
hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
I will bless
Lord
His
Jesus.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
You, Father.
Jesus.
Thank
praise
You, Lord.
God. Praise
thank
God.
Thank You, Jesus.
Glory to the name
thank
of the Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Praise You,
thank
Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. Thank
praise
You, Lord.
Praise You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
How we love You and adore
thank
You,
Lord.
Father.
He's worthy of all praise.
Praise God.
He's
praise
worthy of all
God.
Glory.
Praise God. Oh,
oh hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus,
just lay that knee right there.
Jesus.
Don't never
oh,
let Satan ever take it. It's
praise
been given by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
God witnessed it right here with the Holy
hallelujah,
Ghost.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You, blessed Jesus.
Don't let
hallelujah,
Satan ever take it
Father.
From you again. Don't
hallelujah.
Go try to earn it again.
Thank
it's
you.
Already been get, done given
hallelujah,
to you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. He's worthy of praise.
Praise
He's worthy of
Jesus.
Honor. You go everywhere
hallelujah.
Thanking Him for it,
yes.
And God will fulfill His word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, He's worthy of praise.
Thank You, Jesus.
He's worthy of honor.
Praise
He's worthy of glory.
Jesus.
Just
hallelujah.
Feel His presence all around
oh,
us, brother and sister.
You. I praise You,
oh, thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. This is why we
thank
came, just to worship
God.
Him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
Praise
I believe
God.
A bride got ready today.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
that we've
Jesus.
Taken another step where we
praise
need to be.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank You, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank You, Father.
Praise Thy name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I just felt just a testimony hallelujah, to you. Every time I pray for just the presence of the Lord is already there. Presence of the Lord is already there. Hallelujah. Don't you never take it for granted, brother, sister. God loves you.
Amen.
He's with you. He'll never leave you forsake you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do you love Him today?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we adore
praise
You, Father.
Praise the name of God.
We adore
praise
You.
Praise the name of
we
God,
we adore
Jesus.
You, Father.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord, for
yes,
fulfilling
Jesus.
Your word.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank You for the truth.
Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Give me F again, guys. It's
thank you, Jesus.
524, if you don't know us.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Thank You, Lord.
Oh, every chapter, every...
And He's worthy of praise. Thank You, Lord.
I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, yeah, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Hallelujah. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line.